Hi everyone, I'm Darusha Wayne, and this is your NaNoWriMo 2005 podcast for day two. On tap today, we've got a bit more listener feedback and some stuff that I should have talked about yesterday but didn't. First of all, one of the things I'd like to mention is I have been horribly remiss in mentioning this great web app that was written by a fellow who's actually participating in NaNoWriMo. His name's Kenneth Love, and his application is called WebPen. What it is it's an online application, so it stores all the information online on someone else's server, his server. And it's a noveling application, so it allows you to create chapters, which I think he's calling snippets. Gives you, there's, you know, a separate place to take care of all of your different projects, different stories. You can have a synopsis area. It's really cool. I totally think you should check it out. It's not necessarily ready to be used for writing an entire novel on, but I bet you could. And you can find that at webpen.org, which is webpen.org. And next on the agenda, Anthony had asked how I record. And I'm sure that the audio buffs out there, as soon as they hear this, are going to roll their eyes and make all sorts of sad noises explaining to themselves this is why the audio quality is so bad. But anyway, when I'm on the road and doing the mobile recording, I'm using my Palm Tungsten C with its built-in voice recording software and a earbud microphone combo, the likes of which you'd get with a cell phone, as the input. Then I do the post-production in Audacity and GarageBand, and that's what I do for the mobile stuff. For the inside podcast, I record directly into GarageBand using the microphone on my iSight camera, and occasionally do a bit of post in Audacity as well. So that's how I do my recordings. Next on the list, I discovered today that one of my coworkers is also participating in NaNo, which is a very cool thing, and I'm glad to see that there's someone I can actually talk to every day if I want to. She isn't having as good a time with it as I am so far, but it's only day two, so hopefully that'll change for her. So, if you're listening, Carolyn, I hope things are going well. Okay, now, I also got an email from Leslie, who runs the E-Theory podcast that you can find on iTunes. And Leslie wrote in to let me know that apparently I'm not mentioning my URL enough. So, we'll just break right here and go through all of that stuff. If you want to find the website, you can. It's at nanowrimopodcast.blogspot.com. You can send me email at darusha+nanowrimo@gmail.com. And you can phone the listener line and leave me a message. And you can do that by calling area code 206-350-6266. And while we're talking about feedback, someone who hasn't had any trouble leaving me feedback is Maria. I got two messages from Maria today. I only managed to go through one of them at this point, so that's the one I'm going to talk about now. And amongst some other stuff, she suggested that I don't do outdoor podcasts anymore. She doesn't want to hear any more outdoor podcasts. And while I understand where she's coming from perfectly well, that is so not going to happen. The amount of time that it takes me to walk to and from work is time that I can't be spending writing, but I can be spending recording. That's pretty much my take on the outdoor podcast. I've got a couple of ideas. I might try phoning them in once in a while, see if that goes a little bit better. And you might get a few indoor podcasts. Hopefully we're going to be doing a bit of recording at the next local meetup here in my town, so you'll get some indoor stuff from there if there's anything good on that one. But generally speaking, it's going to be the outdoor stuff. But to make things a little bit easier, I have recorded a few bumpers for the beginning of shows. If there's any particularly heinous audio quality that I use anyway, I've got a little warning that can go at the beginning of the show, very first thing you hear, saying, warning, bad audio. That way, if you're one of those people who's, you know, deeply offended by the bad audio quality, you don't have to listen. You can just pop her in the trash and move on to the next one. So, can't please everyone all the time. There's not going to be an end to the outdoor podcasts, I'm afraid, and that's just the way it is. So that's about it for the listener feedback at the time. I had a pretty good day of writing today. and got a bunch of words written at lunch. Had a little bit of a quieter day at work, so that's good. I hope things are going well for everybody else. One thing I wanted to mention, I noticed on the NaNoWriMo website that they've done this cool little hidden thing on the profile page. If you go to your own profile page, I suspect it works if you go to somebody else's too, but I only tried it on my own. There's this little link above all of the information that reads something like, you know, check out the semi-functional new profile page, and if you click that, you get this really cool page where it's the image of a book. On the left-hand side, you've got, like, it's like it's open, right? And you've got the dust jacket, and that's got all of your profile information about yourself, and you can scroll in it. It's very neat-looking. And on the right-hand side, on the first page, you've got, you know, your word count and your snippet of your novel and information about any friends that you've put in there. And it even shows their little word count bars, so you can keep track of all those people who have over 10,000 words already. You know who you are, Crisis Chris. And that's very cool. So I'm really interested in that and looking forward to what other new cool stuff they've got going for us over there at the NaNoWriMo website. Well, that's about it for today. I'm just about home. So I hope everyone's been having a good first couple of days of writing. I know I have. And keep up the good spirits and the good work, and I will talk to you guys all tomorrow. See you later.